Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see everyone this morning. Brother Marty mentioned we're planning to depart early tomorrow morning, headed back to Florida for a few weeks. We'll miss you. It's been a great time being here for the past 3 or 4 weeks. And we look forward to seeing you when we return. Like most of you, I find a great pleasure in reading Psalms. I find them to be structured. That is, there'll be a key point that's presented early in the psalm. There'll be supporting thoughts, and then there'll be further support and reinforcement of that theme at the end of the psalm. Reminds me of the way we used to do presentations when I was working. That was kind of the thought that we tried to follow. I also like psalms because they're relatable. Generally in a psalm, I find something that really speaks to me. They become very personal when you read them. With that in mind, I'd like to read Psalm 124 this morning. Psalm 124 is a song of degrees, a psalm of ascension. If I understand it correctly, it was one of the 15 or so psalms that the children of Israel recited or sung on the road to Jerusalem to celebrate feast, to worship God. They were recited as the priest walked up the steps to praise and worship God. And within those psalms, there seems to be an ascension of the very spiritual nature of the psalm as you read those psalms. It's a very comforting psalm in that the Spirit of God is included in those psalms as you read through them. So read with me now as I look at Psalm 124. A song of degrees of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who have not given us as a prey in their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. What attracted me to this psalm is the first two verses. David is in his testimony here in this psalm is asking the children of Israel to look back over their history. Mm-hmm. Look at the ways God has been with us. And he's asking the question, where would we be without God? And he's also asking them, when you think where we would be, and when you think of all those things and all those situations where God has blessed us, give testimony of that blessing. Because God is a big God. He has been with us in so many difficult situations. When we were faced with battles, God was with us. He was with us to protect us from the natural disasters, the floods and natural disasters. And then he brings it down to a more personal note when he relates it to a snare, as a bird in a snare. And the bird was spared from that snare But he was, it was, the bird was not just spared, the snare was broken. So God removed the snare, not just released the bird, but removed the snare from the bird. And this, the psalm ends up, our help is in the name of the Lord who hath made heaven and earth. David is telling the children of Israel, we are here because of the grace of God. We're not here because of our strength, our wisdom. We are here because of the grace of God. And David, when David believed this, I believe long before he wrote the psalm. Because when we read of the story of David and Goliath, before he faces that giant, he says that the God that was with him when he faced the bear and the lion will be with him when he faces Goliath. So David believed it, and that the belief gave David confidence. It gave him strength of faith that he could go forward facing that giant, knowing that God had been with him and would be with him in this battle that he faced. The story of Psalm 124 is not just the story of Israel. It's every believer's story. It's our story. Think today, as you go about your daily routine, think today about the ways that God has blessed you in the past. The way God has saved you from troubles and trials. The way God has saved you from, in some cases, making wrong decisions. God is with us in so many, many ways. And the God, as this psalm ends up, the Lord who made heaven and earth, there are no problems that we face, no trials that we face, that the God who made heaven and earth and all that is in heaven cannot handle, cannot be with us. I mean, we have a big God, and big God can handle any problems and trials that we may face on a daily basis. So as you continue this day, and as you go forward, remember the ways God has blessed you, because the final part of this psalm, I think, is the third leg of this psalm, to remember, to share what God has done, testify to what God has done, and to give God thanks for his blessings to us on every occasion. If you bow with me, pray with me now, I'll go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you at this time in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we're so thankful that we have a creator God, a God that created heaven and earth, a God that is with us in our trials, with us in our good times. Father, we ask that you continue to look down upon us with mercy. Be with us today as we attempt in our own way to worship your holy name. Father, we pray for Brother Marty as he comes before us. We ask that you would give him a message that would be edifying to our poor souls, that would uplift us, that we may go away from this place rejoicing, saying that truly the Lord was with us this day. Father, we pray for each one who's been mentioned here this morning, those who are sick, those who are suffering, those who have lost loved ones. Lord, we know that your presence can fill their needs. We just ask, Lord, humbly ask that you would be with each one. Father, there's so many things that we should have done in our service to you. There's so many things that we have done that were wrong. We just ask for your forgiveness. Ask that you would continue to be with us. Protect us, guide us, provide for us. Father, go with us now as we continue this service. Forgive us of our sins, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.